When Larkin Garby set out to create a space where people could collaborate, she hadn't yet heard of co-working.
And I thought that was kind of an awkward word. I didn't know what co-working really meant. I knew what a co-worker was, but co-working as a verb and an action did not make sense to me.
Garby discovered her goals aligned closely with the concept of co-working, which offers a physical space for freelancers and small businesses, and also fosters skill sharing and collaboration.
I always say people kind of come for the workspace because that's the immediate need or the itch they want to scratch, but they stay for the community. So with that, it is something that people don't realize that they were missing until they have it. And then you realize that it's really this bigger family.
Garby founded 804 RVA in 2011. Since then, it's grown to 80 active co-workers.
Here, this is the collaborative space in the front. So tables that are tall tables and tables facing one another are good for collaboration. People come in and they just choose their work style every day. It depends. It's completely up to them.
804 RVA members include graphic designers, programmers, startups, and nonprofit consultants. Some come in a few times a month. Others have their own offices.
So here at the back, it's kind of a heads-down area, so it's a little less distracting. If you know you just, you know, don't want to be as distracted that day. It's also deemed the nerd lounge, but just different work styles. There are no designated seats. It's first come, first serve. We have outlets at every location.
Although it can take some adjustment to work in a shared space, Garby says many members discover they're more productive, especially when other co-workers can help troubleshoot a tech problem or provide feedback on an idea.
Through here, there is our 3D printer. Richmond Grid donated it. It's a Replicator 2X, meaning it prints out two different colors on the extruder.
3D printing is one of the regular classes 804 RVA offers to the public. One project in the works is a glove that uses touch points to control mobile devices and provide biofeedback, like your heart rate.
His idea behind it is that, you know, if you have kind of the smart watches and bands, you might not have your left and right hand to where you can actually control that if you're bicycling or if you're snowboarding and your everything's buried away into your outfit. So with this, you could actually just use a one-hand touch to control the phone, which is pretty neat.
In addition to low-cost tech classes, 804 RVA also provides a space for meetups, from WordPress Wednesdays to Code for RVA Hack Night. At a recent tech meetup, co-workers rearrange furniture and use the KegBot to dispense local beer as people arrive to hear from three area startups, Producia, Refersal, and Light the Music.
So format is very simple. We're going to hear from three exciting organizations tonight. They're going to tell us a little bit about their journey.
Todd Knuckles organizes these monthly gatherings as a way for the community to learn from Richmond's innovators.
Yeah, I think where the tech meetup comes into play is it really allows the entire community to intersect, and then you run into the individuals that are a part of these other meetups, and you can kind of go in for continuing education and connection as you meet them. And so the tech meetup is really where the mashup happens.
At the tech meetups, three Richmond-based startups give short presentations, followed by a Q&A. Afterwards, participants chat and network. The atmosphere is casual and comfortable.
People gather around stories, just like you gather around a campfire, learn from each other, and then disperse. And they're also introduced to everything that happens here as well during that process. And so it organically kind of feeds out into the education of the community in a broad way, and then they can self-select the path they're going to take in other meetups or in other facets or become co-workers themselves.
Knuckles is also the director of Lighthouse Labs, which partners with 804 RVA. The nonprofit is sponsoring its second Business Accelerator this fall, a free but competitive program that guides startups through the process of developing their concept to beta testing to attracting customers. Knuckles says 12 startups that went through business acceleration last year collectively raised about $600,000 in capital, and several are now generating revenue. This year, selected applicants will receive $20,000 in grants.
The first time we did the program, it was kind of a nights and weekends program. We really believe that founders need to focus and spend all of their energy and effort in building a great company or failing fast, which is also success in our mind.
As Lighthouse Labs and 804 RVA continue to facilitate co-working and entrepreneurs, their long-term goal is building an innovation hub to provide greater opportunities for collaboration. There are a few other options for co-working in the Richmond area. Gather recently opened its doors downtown, and Gangplank RVA offers no-cost co-working at two locations. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.